Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Welcome back to Lenten Rouge Cycling Podcast for the Intermarché Wanty preview. They have been progressively cutting words out of the name since 2022. We're down from 4 to 3 this year, down to 2 in 24. I thank you, Intermarché, for your service. But yeah, it's the preview of this team. They were sort of the darlings of the underdogs in 22, especially with Binny's story. That was fantastic to see. 23, a little bit less in the headlines and not so high up on the table, but I think actually not a bad season, all things considered. Benji, how would you assess it?
I agree. It's not a bad season. 4 world tour wins, 20 total wins. Those 4 world tour wins, that's good. That's good for a team of this standard. This is not a high budget team. I'd expect this team to be the lower 3 teams of the world tour. Most likely one of the lowest, if not the lowest in world
maybe,
tour.
Maybe, yeah, the lowest.
I would dare to consider. So Intermarché Wanty. Wanty's been along for the ride for a long time. Sirku's gone, but great start to the season. I feel like it's something they do on purpose. I can't remember what Eike Visbeek said in the interview we had with him early 2023.
Altitude or something, or prep for the February races.
Yeah, actual preparation for the February races, which pays off. 2 victories by Kolbe Goossens at the Mallorca Challenges. Then Rui Costa doing the same thing, also a stage win there. Gerben Thijssen winning Belgian ChatGPT generated races. So they are delivering in that standard on the races that are below World Tour, but are still relatively notable. Because let's be honest about it, Mallorca Challenge is going to be watched a lot more than the Textilprijs Vechte, I would expect.
No, there's no live coverage in Mallorca races.
There was. I saw Kolbe Goossens in 2023. There
really?
Was. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I don't work in January.
Crazy. This man wasn't watching. Dedication zero. Anyway, World Tour wins.
Well, Valenciana. Costa beat Ciccone, Gegenhardt, Vlasov, Landa in GC.
True. Correct. And a stage win. And Binyam won the sprint
it's
against
good race. Yeah.
So shit was on in February.
Yeah.
Or January.
Same that was
thing.
When Gegenhardt said his power meter said he did AWOS per kilo for 20 minutes on the climb. That was that stage. And people were like, I think the old Shimano's are not working. But
Zimmermann on point at the Dauphiné, won a stage there.
Yep.
I recall him being, did he also go to the Giro or am I dumb? Where did
Tour.
He go? Tour?
Tour, yeah.
He was good on Kodlalos 6th?
Last 8 riders.
Okay. Binyam won a stage in Swiss. Was a sprint against Wout van Aert and so forth.
Yeah.
Good sprint by Binyam. Tönnesen won a stage of Renui Tour. Completely missed the stage. Have no clue what happened there, but I did say he would win a stage in 2023.
Luke
that was one
was
of my hot takes.
Looks like it was a breakaway, I think.
Okay, so we'll pretend it was a glorious victory. Rui Costa won a stage at La Vuelta.
That's the only stage race in Belgium. That's the only World Tour stage race in.
Yes.
In Belgium, like for
Correct.
A Belgian team, it's a pretty big win. And Luke's now correcting me, saying it was a group of favourites. Axel Zangl, young, talented French rider on Cofidis is third there. So that's a nice win.
Yeah, that's a nice win. And like for Walter wins, they're not, it's not like they cleaned up 4 Bologna sprints against Geoffrey Soup. You know, it's like,
poor old Soup.
Hey, he has a beard. He can handle it. Zimmermann, Binyam, Tönnesen, and Costa, those are good victories throughout the season. That's what you want to deliver. And it feels like, did their under World Tour results come at a cost of their World Tour victories? Is that a weird thing to say? Or is it because Binyam didn't deliver that? I've got a feeling that
I think it's Binyam.
I didn't see them as much as I expected them to. But then again, we said Binyam wouldn't deliver on the expectations because he was going to the tour.
I think it's Binyam in that, first of all, A, it's so much, like, you got a short window, and it's often like this with horse racing. This is degenerate analogy, I know, but like, if you got a horse you like, and you're pretty sure you're on it, and no one else knows yet, and you get a big price for it, it is actually good, it better do the business and actually win you the money in that race. Because it's no good, it's showing how good it is, and coming second, because the next race, the odds will be lower, and you don't get that value. The same thing. You have a short window in cycling where you're underrated and also very good and people don't know yet. So you better, and if you're Van der Poel, it doesn't matter because you're so good, you win anyway. But if you're like that sub tier, you want to be, it's really good to be disrespected and good, but you better win in that period. And now Binnie's not a rider where he gets into a group with Jasper Stuyven when he won Gent-Wevelgem, and they roll turns with him. Surely that wouldn't happen anymore. Yeah, that true. He's like, Mads Pedersen, who the fuck is that? I'll take fourth.
I will say, however, what you're telling me sounds like Binyam lost this year on purpose to reset his reputation to be able to get the reputation of underdog again.
I'm saying he unfortunately gets treated with the big boys now, and that makes it harder to win.
I don't think that's the reason. I think his schedule is the reason in 2023. I agree that his reputation is higher, and as a consequence, he'll have a harder time winning races. But I think he's in a position where he went to a Tour de France. You mentioned it before we started recording here, that it was a Tour de France that did not fit Binyam.
Not at all.
And the fact is that, was there really a Grand Tour that fit punchers in 2023?
I can't remember the Vuelta, gotta say. All I can remember is people try to kill Sepp Kuss on the angler route. That's the only thing etched into my memory is the attempted assassination of the Eagle of the Durango. Giro was kind of a lot of flat sprints, like even the Napoli stage is kind of soft.
Yeah.
Fuck, man, he could have won that Davide Baia stage up to Campo and Berrettore.
Every Vuelta rider could have won that.
Oh, leave him alone.
You just roasted him.
Yeah. To be honest, you're right. It just wasn't like even, and they couldn't get the positioning right because there were a couple of sprints that were okay for him. The stage three, the one on the moto circuit, I think was supposed to be okay for him. But I think I agree with you there. I do agree with you, but we are giving him Binnie a pass because he was bad in a lot of races. He's usually the favorite for almost. Britannia Classic, DNF, I don't remember what happened there. Paris Tour, 14th. Belgian GPT races, no better than 7th. Quebec, 38th. These are the races that really, you know, he should be winning one or two of them and being in the top five of at least half. So it's not just the tour. Even the ones he suited to, he wasn't as good.
First of all, he was accidentally run over by a number of riders in a crash in Tour of Flanders, so
yes.
Not ideal. I think a crash with 3 kilometers to go deterred the chances for Binyam at Bretagne Classic. Yeah, correct.
Okay. Well, but I don't think that's all bad luck either.
I agree.
Even when he was having a really good year, he crashed a lot, I think. I think in Polonia, I can't remember when he was being moved up. I'm not sure he's the best in the bunch. So
crashed in San Sebastian too?
Yeah. Did he this year?
Yep.
Wow. So that's the problem. And I don't think that's all bad luck. So this was a longer point, I think, about we still think Binnie's really good, but they didn't have the Giro and the Vuelta wins that they had, the 3 Grand Tour wins in 2022, but they only won 4 less races overall as compared to 2022. So it's these are fine margins, and I think it's still an okay to good season for them as a team. Points, 14th. Yeah, it doesn't look good to be 14th, but you have more World Tour wins than a fair few teams ahead of you.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the gap to the relegation zone is 3,500 points. So, you know, it's not like they're on the precipice either.
Were they also not hit by the fact that Taco had a horrible season because he had a concussion because of his
bad
crash
concussion.
In Tour of Flanders, and he was still recovering in November from that. So that's 7 months of recovery because of a concussion. That's serious.
That's
concussions
bad, yeah.
are always underrated. And that takes away a rider that could get that Welter victory.
Yep, definitely. And that's especially in the Grand Tours. He's so good in those, you know, mixed stages, those midweek stages. Okay, transfers outgoing. Rui Costa cashes in on his great season. It goes to EF Education. Easy post. Nicolo Bonifacio goes to Coratec. Fliegen to Bingoal, sorry. Correct pronunciation. Sven-Erik Bistrom, Benji's favorite rider, to Groupama FDJ. Amy de Gent to Cofidis. Lawrence Huis to Arkea B&B Hotel, and Julius Johansson, I think, to the track. Don't know.
to the track. It's like you're sending him to a farm or something.
Oh no, is that Lasse Norman Hansen?
I think they both do it. Julius Johansson was the track rider that rode into someone on the track. Remember?
All the same to me, brother. So who are they going to miss there? I mean, to me, it makes no sense. If EF have actually paid a bit of cash for Rui Costa, to me, it makes no sense to match that. So
yep.
God, let him go. The others are all pretty replaceable, apart from Bistrom's a solid enough rider. I don't know what they're paying him, though, at Groupama.
I think I vaguely remember it was somewhere between 230-270.
He just doesn't win, you know? And
yep.
I think Intermarché like winning, which I also agree is the goal of cycling most of the time. The one who I thought it would have been nice to keep would have been Lawrence Huis. Because, yeah, he's not going to win the Tour de France, but
yeah,
he's 25, he's Belgian, you know, he's there or thereabouts in GC.
Yeah.
I just think it would be nice to keep him. But if Arkea have offered him, you know, 300 plus, then yeah, you also
that.
Can't match that. You don't reckon?
I don't reckon Arkea gave him 300k, no. I don't
you
see reckon? That.
But Intermarché must have given him an offer.
I don't know. I can't tell you. Maybe Huis wanted to go to a different place. Wanted to try something different. Maybe he saw Amit again go and was like, "Ooh, my friend is gone." And he said, "I want
to go." Is this team Walloon or Flemish?
Oh God, I should know this. Intermarché is a Wallonian slash French supermarket, and Wanty Groupe Hubert sounds like it was founded in West Flanders, but it might not be. It just sounds very West Flanders.
Walloon.
Yeah, it's probably Walloon, but sounds very West Flemish to me. Wanty Hubert, that sounds like how I'd pronounce anything in West Flemish.
anyway, maybe we're thinking a bit too much about how the politics behind Lawrence Suarez. Maybe, anyway,
wait,
that's all fine.
You involve politics here. I was talking about brands.
I have to. It's like a checklist. I have to always talk about the divide through Brussels every podcast.
The owner of the team of Intermarché, oh God, what's his name again? The slightly older,
I can see his head.
Bald dude.
I can see.
Oh God, what's his name? I'm so dumb.
Hilaire Van Schuurn.
Hilaire Van Schuurn. Yes, of course.
The goat.
I think
yeah.
he's going away.
Oh no. I mean, I think Veespeek runs it day to day anyway, so.
Uh, Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But incoming riders, I think the context for these signings is I don't think there's much budget here. And the incoming riders we're about to mention, I think is evidence of that. There was riders or staff rather, staff complained to the UCI this year. That's why it became public. About late payment of wages in, I think, July, August, and September. The team responded to Cycling News saying that it was just a late payment of, it was a cash flow issue on the three occasions where the payment was 10 to 14 days late because the sponsors paid their quarterly sponsor payments late, so it was just a cash flow issue. But still, that indicates that, well, you're month to month. Your coffers are literally month to month, so not a lot of free cash. And then the riders coming in are all literally on, like, the guys from the U23 team are on the minimum NeoPro.
But Pro is good enough that he might not be on the minimum, I think.
Who?
Isn't that the kind of... Alexis Fourpeau. Isn't that the kind of rider Quickstep development team could have signed?
Let me just have a look at who this fella is.
Second in Volos, 15 Giro next gen, 20th in Tour de l'Ain. He's not shit at all.
Nah, he's decent. Why didn't any of the French teams sign this guy? This is, if you want to see the case in point of the value of a development team, no fucking way Intermarché would have got this guy if he wasn't on their dev team.
Yeah.
And he's decent. And they probably got him for 45 grand. I take your point. I don't think he's on very much. I think he's on 45, 50 grand. Yeah. And because he doesn't win.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think fifth in L'Avenir is different, but fifth in the Giro, baby Giro, you don't get paid as much. But
future French Tour de France winner here.
Maybe. But that's a nice rider for sure. And that's the value of their development team paying dividends. Busato is the guy who was decent in the Oman sprint, but he was riding up whilst he was on the Conti team. He's 21. He won Liège U23 in handy fashion. He's also a good rider. Multiple top fours. Five top tens in Tour de l'Avenir, so he looks like a puncher with a decent sprint. He won the Italian U23s. Another one who probably, if he wasn't on the dev team, you know, all of a sudden, maybe they're lucky there's no Italian World Tour team, but Trek might have taken him. So they're good. Who else they got coming in, Benji?
Kevin Collione from Jayco Alula. And I remember your take. You were not very happy about Kevin Collione being signed by Jayco. I think he was a very talented rider in the past. He's 24. He hasn't necessarily shown that he can step up to the plate when necessary, though. So I feel like the only role I can see him in right now is a domestique for this team. But he's... Maybe he can step up, but there's a ton of riders like this that could be signed. And I think you mentioned Seb Berwick back in the day as a potential better option than Kevin Collione. And I don't know. I think, I don't see what they see in Kevin Collione at the moment. That's how I'd pronounce it. Vito Brandt.
I would.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to repeat that. Yeah, like the guy has 15 UCI points, hasn't sniffed being competitive in any World Tour race, let alone he's some middling GC results in 22. I don't see it. 2-year deal as well. Don't know about Berwick, 400 UCI points, third in the Giro stage to the enemy. So we'll see which one ends up being a better rider.
Berwick would have been a better signing than Collione, hands down, 100%. Yeah. But Vito Bratz is kind of a weird transfer as well at first sight, but to me he feels like remember that Milan Menton for Lotto stepped up in 2023?
Yeah.
I feel like Vito Bratz is a rider that could step up in the way that Milan Menton stepped up in 2023.
Oh, is he a MISC sprinter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. No, they need riders like that. He came top 10 in GP Montserrat and Le Semaine, so he they need riders like that. Again, gonna be cheap. And to get points, to do well in these Belgian ChatGPT races, someone has to be able to sprint, and Binnie can't do all of them. I'm gonna need Luke to give us the down low on Roll than St. Martin's Dyke, which means
a bit of sprinty time.
Roll, I think. Is he?
I recall Bretagne. Let me check. Tour de Bretagne cycliste. He got a few top tens and he won the final stage, which seems to be a sprint. So I'm going to guess he's a bit of a sprinter. He's Dutch, so Luke is indeed the expert.
Yeah. But yeah, he's just, he's also on their dev team. So I think the combined cost of all of these riders, so their incoming transfers, combined cost, five riders.
300K?
300 grand, yeah. So like,
yeah.
And the outgoing, EF probably paying Costa more than that alone.
I'm saying the outgoing is...
Fuck, man, like...
800K?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you could be absolutely shocked what a team will pay a 37-year-old.
I think Costa's...
Based on...
Nah, 800K.
No way they pay him 500. Do you reckon they no way they pay him 500?
Nah.
But sometimes I see the number and I'm like, no, I can't believe that happened.
Let's say Bishop was 200K minimum. Vliegen can't have been less than 100K, I reckon. Emmet again would have been on 100K already as well. So we're 400K there, plus Costa 300K, maybe 700K, Bonifazio plus Johansson. I'd say 800-900K was a combination of the outgoing transfers, is my guess.
Minimum.
But it also depends on whether employed or self-employed, you know?
Yeah. And that's not what they're probably being paid at Intermarché either. So it's not necessarily netting 500 grand. But certainly you can see the way the wind is blowing in terms of that. Let's do their goals, Benji, because it's, I don't think it makes too much sense outside of Binnie to, I think Lou Menke should do the Tour and Vuelta to try top 10. I think he was unlucky with crashes this year, particularly in the Tour. He was in good place. They extended Menke's. I think that was the right thing to do because he can just on his own top 10 a Tour. I think that is valuable. The Tour of top 10 is like actually valuable. But for Binnie, what would you do with him this year?
I try and get him a schedule where he can start winning again. So in my head, that looks at Romandie Catalunya with a Grand Tour that really fits him, which if I take a look at the Grand Tours, then I think the Vuelta comes in mind and the Giro.
I would do... They won't do it, but...
But the Classics or Giro, I don't like it.
I'll do the first week of all three Grand Tours. The first nine stages.
I like the idea. And Renewi Tour, I would include with that.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be good in Canada, in Quebec.
Mallorca Challenges,
and
I would
Britannia
include
Classic.
Plouay. The lighter Italian Classics. But make sure he doesn't have too many race days either. Like, but Romandie and Catalunya, I think are must-haves for Binnie. With a Classic.
Yeah, or Pays Vasco, yeah. Okay, so Binnie, a lot hinges on Binnie as well for this team. Turnison, though, still had a nice result in Renewi. Realistic goals for them, Benji?
I think realistic goals for this team, I would look at...
I'd say winning a stage in all three Grand Tours.
I think so.
Busato could win a Giro stage. He's actually decent.
Can I be honest? This doesn't look like a World Tour team anymore. Especially with Binnie in the current state. This is RKR 2.0 looking at the team in my head.
Yeah, are they... you don't think they're better than RKR? This
2024 RKR? No.
How many wins did RK get in 20?
Zimmermann's good though. Zimmermann can win a Grand Tour stage. So that win a Grand Tour stage with Zimmermann, like just at least one Grand Tour stage possible. So you'd have to hope for two if Binyam steps up to the plate again. So I agree that your goal needs to be win a Grand Tour stage in every Grand Tour.
But I also think I would take Vokala over anyone on the Intermarché roster except Binny.
Yeah. Hennegots also, I feel like, needs to step up a little. As in, he was good in the past, as in, like, the victories he had in Valenciana 2022 and so forth, but in 2023 was a bit missing for me. So I'm expecting for that real step up to come in 2024, for example. So yeah, I agree. A Grand Tour victory in every Grand Tour, plus overall try and get more World Tour wins, be more competitive on that schedule, and try and compete for ChatGPT races in Belgium to make sure you got victories there. It's kind of it, you know? What else?
Yeah, I think they're more likely to win like a Giro stage than an Arkea. You know, like
I agree.
Maybe Champus sounds like a flashier name than some of these riders, but in the end, I think they actually target them a bit better.
Also, because Demar won't go to the Giro. If Demar goes to the Giro, they can't win a Giro stage.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's riders like is Lorenzo Rota, who is he? Can he win a Giro stage? I think yes. Like, I think he has the capacity to do that, but he has to get a bit lucky.
Yeah, that's the issue, eh?
Yeah, but I think if I was writing down goals, it would be consolidate the points position is kind of number one and try and move, like, even don't let Arkea back in the fight and make sure and put some distance between yourself and the DSM. And so really that's number one, is really make sure that third year you're already safe. B, and win a stage in all three Grand Tours.
It's a difficult goal, but they need more money.
They do need more money, like, it's so hard to compete against. I'm not talking the Vismas of the world, but like AG2R have probably doubled their budget, if not more.
It's not great for the staff, but imagine a combination of Intermarché and Lotto.
Binny and Arno Delay. Yeah, I think. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. They need more money. Like, it's all well and good trying to moneyball and do your best, but it's a lot easier when you got money, because then if you don't have the money, then when, like, I know they extended Binny, but when Jörg Zimmermann's out of contract, when Mattis Mikkels is out of contract, Rota, Turnison, you're going to have to let them go if you can't afford them.
Yeah.
So, because they're going to cost more than what they were before. So a bit of doom and gloom, but that's just the commercial reality. I still think they had a good season. I think they can have a better one next year, actually, if Beanie clicks and some of these Neo Pros are good. But it's tough out there with some of the other teams, you know, like getting Decathlon in as a sponsor, who are behind them in the table. Hot takes.
Jesus Christ. Rune Hedegaards wins a Grand Tour stage?
Yep.
I'll take.
Okay. No, yeah, of course. Louis Menkes wins a Tour de France stage.
I would like it, but I don't see it. So it's a hot take.
Yeah.
And Kevin Tyson wins Heldeprijs. Is that hot take or nah? It's probably a hot take. No?
Fuck yeah, that's a hot take.
Okay, Simon Tyson wins Heldeprijs.
I think Mattis Mikkels. Yeah, I think he's their best classics rider.
Send him to the Vuelta, like, no?
I think first week? Yeah, I think he scores over 750 UCI points. Maybe more. I think he's. Guangxi incident aside, which, what's he got? Did he get suspended?
I think they actually
and
don't remember.
They have to do education as well. But anyway, yeah. Him and that stupid incident aside, which, you know.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's a lot of teams rightly will be like, do we want someone like that on our team who's like literally doesn't live in the real world? But realistically, he's also a good rider. So, anyway, I think he'll have 750 UCI points. He ultimately is extremely talented. That's my hot takes to them, Benji.
Yes, I'll accept it.
I'm going with 4 World Tour wins again.
Okay, I'm going with 4 World Tour wins too. We're on the same page.
Alrighty, thanks for listening to the Antomarche Wanty preview. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back with someone else to start maybe soon. Until then, ciao.